Like, let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kirby, Gwen, and friends. This is the group chat with Kirby, Gwen, and friends.
All right. It is time to take a look at some of the stories trending across the world wide web. First up, Jimmy Fallon surprised fans at the Jonas Brothers Yankee Stadium concert by joining them on stage during their new world tour. Now, he was sporting a beard and dark shades. He also covered Mr. Brightside, deviating from their own songs and creating a mix of excitement and also very much confusion among the audience. Yeah, interesting that he didn't kind of just like jump in on one of their songs.
Kind of, but you know, he's also very bored not doing shows for like 3 months now. So
Jimmy's like, hey, what y'all doing Friday night?
Can I come sing Mr. Brightside? Is that cool?
It's cool. Just give me a little stage time. I miss the stage, man. Finally, a new trend for couples getting married is opting for cash gifts towards their homes instead of traditional wedding registries. Now, this is according to a survey, with 85% of couples saying they prefer cash for a home down payment. And if you're getting married, experts advise offering guests both traditional and monetary gift options and using the contributed funds wisely for your future financial security. Yeah, you know what?
85%, that's a high number.
That's a high number. You know what? At that gift table, just put that Cash App QR code right there. We'll take your $1, $5, $500. I like this idea, though, because honestly, I think that there's only so far a registry can take you. And when you're getting, listen to me, I'm about to say when you're getting married, as if, what do
you've
I know?
Been, you've been there, done that, yeah.
Okay, you didn't have to say it so callously. Never mind. It's a great idea, everybody. Whatever you decide for your nuptials, do you, boo.
Cash is king.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Justin DeLeon, calling from store 3632.
Hey, Justin, did Dave hang up on you? I think there was. Did he hang up on you? Do I need to get him together?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Oh, ooh, good save, good save. See, that Walmart love is deep. He could have said something else, Dave. He could have said
true. That's true. I said they shouldn't put those buttons so close to each other.
Right.
Anybody you want to shout out today?
Yes, I'd like to shout out my team lead, Jess, and the other team lead over in Homeline, Sean.
You got it, friend. Thanks for calling today. Have a good day.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. Live a healthier you. Here's Kirby Gwen with I Feel Good.
Ooh, I love this part of the show where we get to talk about some of the new trends in the wellness world. Now, it looks like people who exercise intensely only on weekends still experience similar cardiovascular benefits from those who exercise throughout the week. Now, this is according to a study involving nearly 90,000 participants. Both weekend warriors and consistent exercisers showed lower rates of cardiovascular issues compared to inactive adults. Now, the study's findings suggest that the total minutes of exercise per week matter more than the frequent sessions, reinforcing the importance of incorporating exercise into one's routine for improved heart health. I like this. This is actually really confirming and affirming information, because I know a lot of people who do work diligently throughout the week and just cannot get that little workout in throughout the course of a Monday through Friday. So knowing that if you just get in there on the weekend, you can do the things.
Do it big on the weekend. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, you don't always have time to go every day of the week.
Yeah.
But life's busy.
Life is busy, but always make sure that you are taking the time for you, because life is busy, but you matter in the grand scheme of your life. So whether it's those micro workouts we've been talking about before and I Feel Good, or you're making time on the weekend.
Or the buffets we talked about yesterday.
Dave! Okay, we're going to the buffet, then we're going to the gym.
There you go.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hello, friends. It's Kirby Gwen, broadcasting live from the 30th year celebration here in Salina, Kansas, of Sam's Club 6426. And I am here with a member of the Realty and Field Execution Team, Davey.
Yes,
who you actually extended the first invitation for us to be here. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being here. It's a lot of work, a lot of teamwork, a lot of collaboration with everyone. But
yeah,
it means a lot for you guys to get here. And like Missy said earlier, getting Lance, Vanessa, Leah, Kurt. Mm-hmm. To show up and make an appearance.
Now, you get to see the re-grand openings at a level that some of our fellow associates and the members just don't. So what would you say is like the one thing, if there's anything in this club today that we should be super proud of, because you saw it, as Drake would say, started from the bottom and now you're here, what would that thing be?
Just everyone coming together with no questions asked, just all hands on deck to come together. So that's probably what I'd say, that everyone just comes together without any question.
Nice. So does that make like you like the team captain? Are you?
Co-captain.
Or is that Kaiza? Okay.
Co-captain. I'm just behind the scenes to support. But no, it's a great effort with everyone to make this happen.
That's right. And we've been asking today, you know, as members of the club at a different level, what is your favorite member's mark item?
Ooh, probably the new Lucky Charms marshmallow.
Oh, yeah.
By itself.
So do you ever add just a little cereal in the mix?
I add all of it to the Lucky Charms cereal.
Oh, you just add. Bonus marshmallows. Mm-hmm. It's just extra marshmallows. Mm-hmm. See, in my mind, I'm like, it's just marshmallows and milk. That's all we need. You know, a little Member's Mark almond milk. That's all we need.
That's it for me.
Hey, any shout-outs before we let you go?
Just shout out to my team, Melissa, Jason, Anthony, and Hugo. They might be moving on to bigger, better things.
Uh-oh, but breaking news? No, I'm just kidding.
It's fairly new news, but no, I just want to appreciate them for everything they've done. I learned more from them than I've taught them, so.
All right.
I appreciate them.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us inside the club, and congratulations to you and the team for all of your hard work into this beautiful re-grand opening in Salina, Kansas. Sam's Club, club number 6426, broadcasting live on Kirby Gwynn and Friends.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast. And now from the desk of Kirby Gwynn, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. I heard somebody say on TikTok the other day, let your anger be too expensive for anyone to casually afford it. AKA, protect your peace, friend. Don't let everything get a rise out of you, you know? Don't let everything run your blood pressure up. Take a deep breath. It's going to be all right. Everything does not deserve the opportunity to knock you off your square. Protect your peace, my friend. Let that anger be expensive. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. And stick around. The Chris Show is coming up next. As always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please, make it a good one.
The Bo Show.
All right, we're going to do this, Dave. Are you ready? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it. We need you to be our very first caller through and associate of the day. You can call right now, 1-855-925-7346. That's 1-855-WALRDIO. Same number for Bo's Impossible Question of the Day. This is a very broad strokes question, right? But nearly half of Americans secretly wish for this. What do you think it is?
Oh, I would say vast wealth, but I feel like it would be more than 50%.
I would assume, but hey, maybe. I don't know. What do you think the answer is?
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
I'd like you to try to answer one question.
Are you ready for Bo's Impossible Question of the Day?
Impossible.
I hope so, because it's on.
Here we go.
This is Wayne, Bo. How you doing today?
Man, I am doing fantastic. It's a beautiful Tuesday in Northwest Arkansas. I think most of the rain has made its way through.
It's up here in New York. That's where it's at.
See, we sent it your way for a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay. We like it. We need it.
What can I do for you today?
Well, I think the answer to that question is money.
Money, 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 money. Only half of Americans, though?
All Americans.
I know, right? That's what Dave and I were saying. You would think it'd be more, but hey, you could be right. We'll find out at the end of the show today, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for listening.
And you're going to call me back, right?
I don't know about that, but you keep listening or take us with you on the go at walmartworld.com.
Oh, I will. I do that. Yes.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. Have a great one.
Take care. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for answering.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. We're heading over to line 15. Is this Jeff?
Yes, sir, it is.
Hey, Jeff from 483 in the great state of Alabama.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I hope that you're going to be doing a little bit better because you're my first associate caller through. You're my caller of the day. Congratulations.
All right.
Who are we shouting out today?
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the entire TLE team of store number 483, all the way from Chris, Jerry, Shanika, Tony, George, Malik, Christina, Peter, Reggie, and Marv. The entire team. We work good together. We work like a family, like it should be.
All right. Well, Jeff, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling up. And big shout out to all the TLEs and ACCs across the country, too. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Yes, sir. You have a blessed and wonderful day. Love the show.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast. Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
All right, so here we go with your chance to have a little fun while you shop or while you work today. We're going to give you some clues to an item you could possibly find right there at your Walmart or Sam's Club. Here are your clues. This item is usually eaten by hand or with chopsticks. That's it. What do you think it is? Hey, it is the Bo Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Hunter.
Hey, Hunter, where are you calling from?
Store 5799 in Tucson, Arizona.
All right, Hunter, what do you think the item is today with Detective Product?
Well, I'm a big fan of it, so I'd say it's sushi.
Sushi! Yeah! Way to go, Hunter. You got
it. Correct.
All right. Yeah. Who are we shouting out today?
Cool.
Anybody?
Yeah, let's shout out all of Cap 2. They were really busy yesterday. They did a good job.
All right, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for calling up. It was sushi today. You cracked the case. I hope you and the entire crew have a great Tuesday.
Thanks, you too.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Let's celebrate.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Here's a milestone minute.
Hey, it's Bo. Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company in our stores, clubs, home office, supply chain, and around the world. Today, we take a trip to Tennessee, store 741, and shout out 45-year associate Michael. Way to go. Nice job. Next, we head to Walmart store 1452 in Charlotte, North Carolina, and shout out team lead 40 years with the company, Richard. Next, let's head to Sam's Club, 6685 in Utah, and shout out Mark, 35 years. And last but not least, Distribution Center 6016 in Texas, 35-year associate Michael. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. And don't forget to follow us for more over at Walmart World on social or walmartworld.com. That's today's Milestone Minute.
This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
That's going to do it for the Bo Show today. Getting set to wrap things up and head on out the door. But before we do that, producer Dave, you got a shout out out here?
I sure do. Bill at store 2613 in Bucyrus, Ohio, wanted to shout out his entire store.
All right. And the answer to Bo's impossible question of the day, nearly half of Americans secretly wish for this. The answer is to be taller.
That's kind of a weird one, isn't it?
I don't know, man.
Hey, neither one of us are short, though.
This is true. This is true. Hey, it's also National Relaxation Day today, plus tomorrow is National Tell-A-Joke Day. I hope Master Dad Joke Theater makes its appearance on The Chris Show. We'll find out.
You better.
Yeah. Till next time, see ya.
The Chris Show.
Walmart and Sam's Club Radio, is this?
This is Rhonda.
Hello, Rhonda. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hardeeville, South Carolina, store number 2832. Hardeeeville, we love you.
Oh, yeah. You calling in to give a shout-out?
Yes, I'm calling to give a birthday shout-out to our very own Gloria Williams. She's helping out in our Savannah store, 605, and today is Gloria's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. That is excellent. Thank you so much for calling in with that wonderful shout-out.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
This is Destiny from Store 320.
Where's that at, Destiny?
That's in Marlin, Texas. Today is the twins' birthday on Cap 1. Eva and Laura, I would like to wish them a happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, twins!
Yes.
Happy, happy birthday, Eva and Laura.
Yes.
That is wonderful. Do you know which one's older?
No.
It's always fun to ask twins that. All right, thank you so much for calling in with that great shout out.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The following segment has been approved for all audiences.
I'm so excited.
It's time to play Guess the Movie.
So producer Tanner and I will reenact a scene from a very famous movie, this one from the 80s, and that will be your only clue, maybe. All right, and scene. Let's see. President Lincoln, George Washington, Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen? That's President Kennedy, you idiot.
Well, same difference. I mean, he played Kennedy once. And scene. It's a very famous 80s movie.
That's right.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
This is Shayna at Thor 2875. That's in Oklahoma City.
Nice. You calling in to guess the movie?
The movie is Goonies.
Oh, yeah. You got it absolutely correct. I thought we would trick some people. Congratulations.
Not me.
Is there anybody at your store that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Just the overnight team. They do an awesome job, and I just appreciate everything they do.
That is awesome, Shayna. Thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And now, time now for the crazy, wacky game of...
This is wrong.
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 Wrong. Try again.
Yes, we were wrong.
That's wrong, dude.
I think you're playing this all wrong.
Wrong answers only.
All right, I'm taking on the world of surfing and wrong answers only, or which way is up? How about just keep trying, just keep trying, just keep trying activity? And last but not least, swim, 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 hop up. Oh, fall off the board. Producer Tanner, have you ever tried surfing?
I have, yes, and it is hard to pick up.
Yes, because they start you out on the longboard, like a 10-foot board, because that's the easiest one to get up on, but
right.
It's still difficult.
I mean, unless you have a coach or like a trainer, that which I did once,
mm-hmm.
because before, when I first tried surfing, I didn't have anybody teach me. I just,
oh, you just
tried
it
on my own. Yeah,
wow.
And that was really hard.
Yes. I took a lesson. I was able to stand up on a board for 3 seconds. That was the most I could do every single time. Kept falling off. But it looks delightful.
Master Dad Joke Theater with Chris.
I don't get it.
All right, we're bringing back a beloved segment for National Telejoke Day. Producer Tanner, you got a joke?
I sure do.
All right, let's hear this.
I'm ready. All right. Why does Usher always carry around an umbrella?
Ooh, I don't know.
In case he runs into a Lil Wayne.
Oh, boy. I don't know how I feel about that one. But solid.
Thank you.
Solid joke. All right, here we go. A man walks into a clothing shop and says, "Hi, I'd like to try on that slick suit in the store window." "Sure," the clerk replies, "but wouldn't you be more comfortable using a dressing room?"
Oh, man.
Long form joke. Excellent. All right, for National Telejoke Day, if you got any fun dad jokes or any jokes that are appropriate... you can call in to 1-855-925-7346. That's 1-855-WALRDIO.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, this is Mary from store 1714 in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I have a dad joke for you.
All right, let's hear this.
What is the best part of a waffle?
I don't know. What's the best part of a waffle?
Well, the W, because without it, it's just awful.
Excellent. Mary... That's awesome. Is there anybody or story that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Team Entertainment.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling in with that great joke. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, yeah. Andre, the dancing car pusher.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Good morning, good morning. What did the salad say to the refrigerator?
I don't know. What did the salad say to the refrigerator?
Close the door. I'm dressing. I'm going to give a shout out to you and Tanner. And I'm calling from store 5382. I'm going to shout out my whole store. I also want to give a shout out to Lil T, Debo, Brian and Jerry, everybody else who's working hard at 5382. And you know what? You can't miss rocking with Chris in the morning on Walmart Radio.
Yeah. Andre, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Okay, you as well.
All right, bye-bye.
Podcast. You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, it's Jamie at store 2659, Falmouth, Maine.
Very nice. You calling in to give a shout out?
Yeah, I want to wish a happy birthday to Sheila in Claims.
Oh, Sheila, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to Sheila. She works in claims. Oh, yeah, yeah!
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Jamie. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you.
In with that great birthday shout-out. Have a great day.
Hey, this is Janae from Fridley, Minnesota, Sam's Club.
I love it. What's your club number?
6310.
You calling in to give a shout-out?
I would love to give a shout-out and a birthday shout-out as well.
Okay, let's hear this.
So my shout-out is going to be for our AM crew. All around the entire club. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Right. And our fearless leader, Gina, she is our team lead for merch. She is celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah, not all right.
Not only that, she's celebrating 35 years this year.
Whoa! Yeah! Happy, happy, happy birthday. And also celebrating 35 years. Yeah! That's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in with that great shout out.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, Producer Tanner.
What's up?
What's the favorite color of a dad who's answering the phone?
I don't know. What is it?
Yellow. All right, that's the last joke. That's the absolute last joke for National Telejoke Day. All right, thank you for all the shout-outs and song requests. Always remember, it's a good day for a joke day.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at walmartworld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.